Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And Joe at RT.ie in 51551 is the text number, and 1850 715 815. Is Anne there at the moment? Anne, good afternoon. Aoife, good afternoon. Oh, yeah, Aoife.
Good afternoon. How are you, Joe?
It's the train journey, 45 scouts, aged between 9 and 16. What happened?
We booked our train journey for our annual trip to Dublin. We always do a trip to Dublin, a fun weekend, a fun day up in the city with our cubs and our scouts.
Mm-hmm.
We booked our train. We rang Turles to make sure that they'd be able to accommodate for our group, because
yeah,
we know smaller train stations may not be able to. They assured us that the train would be coming from Limerick Junction, there'd be loads of seats on it, and that we'd be well taken care of. So we paid our money. We were told by Turles train station, to be fair, that if we went online, we'd get a discount because of how many kids we were booking on.
Okay.
So we done that. We arrived to Turles at 8:20 a.m. on the 23rd,
okay,
which is Saturday just gone, and we boarded our train, and there actually wasn't enough seats on the train for the group we had booked. We squashed our kids into seats, and we said, look, we'll get over it. We got to Dublin. We thought, okay, please God, with any hope, the train journey home will be a bit better. We did say to Turles at that point that, look, there isn't enough seats. And they said, look, please God, whatever. Coming home will be better. So we got off in Dublin. We mm-hmm. went about our business. We went to the Natural History Museum. We had a great day. Our cubs done an urban map challenge along with our scouts on Grafton Street. We headed back for Euston Station, and we were at Euston Station at 4:40 p.m. Our train wasn't until 5:05.
Aye.
Our platform went up on the screen, and we headed, it was for platform 8, and off we went. And we got to the train at, I'd say, 4:43. And we were told, we had our tickets in hand, and on our tickets it said carriage F and carriage G on all of our 30-something-odd tickets or 40 tickets. We walked down along the train, and we got to the end of the train and noticed that the last carriage was E on the train. There was no carriage F and there was no carriage G.
There's no F in carriage, all right.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Where did you all end up sitting?
I spoke to a person then that was on the platform, and I said, they were a member of the staff, and I said, look, our seats aren't there. And they said, oh, well, look, get on the train. The best you can do is ring head office and say it to them. We got on the train, and our kids were left sitting in doorways, on the floor, on tables, under tables. The general public that were on that train, I can only since say thank you. They pushed over and allowed maybe another child to sit on the seat with them. They said, oh, sit up there on that table, you'll be fine. They played games with the kids to try and keep them entertained.
Because they're young. Some of them were what?
As young as 8 and 9.
Oh, okay.
We had 16-year-olds, 17-year-olds. Fair enough, they were well able to cope. They knew they needed to squash in and let the younger ones sit down with them. And I must commend our older scouts and vents, because they were just so accommodating towards the younger cubs that we had on the train that day. And they'd done so much for the leaders to help them. But I got on the train, and of course at this stage, I must be honest, I was furious at the fact that we had paid, and the total cost of our trip that we handed over to Irish Rail was €1,190.
Wow.
And our cubs were left without seats. I rang head office in Dublin.
Mm.
I was told I needed to speak to Turles, because that's where we had came from. So I immediately got on the phone to Turles. I was told by Turles station that there was nothing they could do. I needed to ring head office. I then told them I had rang head office and was told I needed to speak to someone that was on that train. I said, there is nobody on this train. One of our cubs accidentally hit the emergency exit with her backpack because she was sitting on the floor. And she came to me in a panic saying, I've hit the emergency button, I'm going to get in trouble. And I said, no, you're not, sit down, it'll be fine. we were passing a train station along the way down, I won't say where, and a member of Éireann Rud Éireann staff got onto the train, and I was told on the phone by Thurles that there was no one on that train, only the driver, and there was nothing the driver could do, only drive the train.
Which you said there was no other staff member on the train?
There was no other, there's no conductor. Wow. So in the event of an emergency, everyone on that train was put at immense health and safety risk. Not only our own Cubs and Scouts, but the elderly people and the kids, young kids that were on that train, sitting on floors and sitting on tables.
Now, we had this before on for the Castlebar train. It's subsequently got a lot of publicity, and that's about 6 weeks ago. But Éireann Rud Éireann said that seemed to be sardines as well. But they said there was no issue with safety. That trains are robust and they can carry much more people than people think, and many more passengers than people think. Rail safety in Ireland is thankfully brilliant, absolutely brilliant. Compared to other modes.
It's brilliant when kids are sitting on tables and trains are stopping and starting and they're swaying from side to side. I'm sorry, but that's an absolute joke on Éireann Rud Éireann's part. If a bus driver of the National Bus Service got into a bus and drove a bus, he'd be crucified. His licence would be gone in the morning. Do you know, it's not acceptable that Éireann Rud Éireann are saying, oh, the trains are robust, the trains are this, the trains are that. We booked seats, we paid for seats, we should have been given seats. They took two carriages off that train that day, and I want to know why. Our kids were left without any seats. They did not have one seat with their name above it after paying £1,190 to Éireann Rud Éireann. That man who got on the train as a conductor halfway down the journey, I might add, went straight for that emergency button, turned it off and walked past kids sitting on the floor. What a disgrace.
Let me bring John in. Stay there, Aoife. John, in what train were you on standing?
Hello, Joe. Myself and my wife were both OAPs. We were getting the train from Euston to Tralee. And when we got on the train, we noticed that it was fairly full up, but there was actually the names over the on the
seats.
Was there. So we didn't go near them. So we went up and down the train, couldn't get a seat. I was standing, myself and ourselves were standing there the whole way from Euston to Mallow. There was a man, 82 years of age, was standing as well up as far as Port Leith. A lady got off there and gave him a seat, you know. Mm. So we went on then and we got off of Mallow to go to Tralee. So then the whole way from, I said, this is great, we'll go in there. No names anywhere on those little. So we sat, and the next thing was a group of people. And next thing, all of a sudden, they start pissing our face, saying, this is our seat, this is our seat, and all that. And I said, there's no seats, there's no names up there. Mm-hmm. So anyway, it hold those of young people on it. And a couple of those young people got up and gave seats to. But there was a good few people that said, no way. Because, in actual fact, I believe that if you're on a train or any transport, you should be entitled to a seat, whether you book it or whether you don't book it. And I don't believe that you should have to book a seat if you don't want to, because I haven't got a computer. You know, so we were there and we were accosted. So I have a heart trouble and also I'm a diabetic. So I actually was kind of getting a bit of the heebie-jeebies. I had to leave. We said we'd get up and we'd go down the carriage. So there again, I had to stand most of the way there. Okay. So there was a guy on, the CEO of Éireann Rud Éireann was on a couple of nights, I remember well, I just saw the end tail, the tail end of it, and he was saying that it's a very safe journey. I'm going to challenge him, and I'll challenge the Minister of Transport to go down on that train at the bank holiday weekend and see if it's safe.
Okay. How long did you stand for?
I stand for a couple of hours the whole way from Euston to Mallow.
Well, that's a long trip. That's a long, long trip.
And okay. So, as I said, the girls, there's a couple of girls there, they got hot and bothered, and they said that you don't pre-book, that they never pre-booked any tickets going from Mallow to, there was a couple of them in Killarney and a couple of them in Tralee. But these other people wouldn't. It was nearly a boxing match.
And what was it like? Now, just before I let you go, was there many people on the train, John?
It was packed. We had to stand up. I wasn't the only one that was standing.
I know, I got her.
You know, okay. It's a secondary company in there. And as I said earlier on, if the CEO and the Minister of Transport can't come up and guarantee safety on a train, they shouldn't be in them jobs.
Yeah, but they do guarantee safety.
I walked an awful number of years, constant, and if I done a bad job, I'd be shown the door.
Okay.
So
okay.
Those people there, my sympathies are for those scouts, you know.
Oh, not one of them got a seat. Okay, John, thanks. And Eva Collins, thanks.